Okay, so today is Daf Lamed Vav. We are on Lamed Vav and Aleph, a couple lines down from the top, by the Tana Rabbanan. Daf is sponsored to sleep by Simcha Klein, Lulu Nishmas' mother, Rivka Bas, Yehuda Dov, Shammah Shahav and Aliyah. Okay, so we are on about 6-7 lines from the top, Tana Rabbanan. So the Mishnah had mentioned that you're not Yotze if you use matzah of Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim, because you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. So now the Brice is going to ask, what about if you use Maaser Sheni inside Yerushalayim, right? And you Yotze. So Tana Rabbanan, Yochol, you might have thought, Yotze Adam Yedei Chovaso b'Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim, that if you use Maaser Sheni grain to make your matzah and eat it in Yerushalayim, you would think that you would be Yotze. Tamar Lomar, that's where the Pasuk comes and says, no. Our first time we're seeing the drushos, the words lechem oni. We'll see it multiple times. It's a shiva shem tochel matzos, lechem oni. Right, so the drusha is going to be here, we're going to interchange an ayin with an aleph. Lechem oni is spelled an ayin, but we're darshan it with an aleph. From the lashon of aninus, right? Aninus is somebody who saw the shiva krovim was niftar before the burial. So lashon aninus. Masha necha ba'aninus. The only thing that you can use to make matzah is something that can be eaten if you are in the state of aninus. Yotze zeh, that comes to exclude this, meaning ma'aser sheni, she'eino necha ba'aninus ela b'simcha, which may not be eaten by an onein. It only may be eaten by somebody who is in a status of simcha. Therefore, that's divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. That's why you would not be able to use ma'aser sheni. Rashi says, misha necha ba'aninus, Shemutol ochol kishu onein, right? The darosh bay lechem oni with an aleph. Umaiser sheni einu necha baninus tiksiv. Pasuk says explicitly, umaiser sheni lo hachalti baoni mimenu. See, now I eat the baninus. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva omer matzos riba. It says matzah many times. It says matzos many times, and therefore it comes to exclude different types of matzos, including the matzah of maiser sheni. Which is even though it's not eaten by aninus, you know that you yotze. Im kain, so the Gemara says, if Rabbi Kiva is right, im kain, mal tam alom lechem oni. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with the lechem oni? How does he darshan lechem oni? He says, prat li isa shi nilosha b'yayin v'shem u'dvash, comes to exclude matzah shira, matzah that's needed with wine, with oil, with dvash, that you won't be yotze. Fine. So my time is Rabbi Kiva. So why is Rabbi Kiva not mema'it from lechem oni, bread that's eaten, why does he say that even something that cannot be eaten by aninus? Why does it not include ma'aser sheni? He says, miksiv lechem oni, it's not written oni, like aninus, with the vav, right? Because that would be ma'aser aninus, and it says oni, without a vav, which is read like oni. Which would be more like ani, so unless poor man's bread, which doesn't include matzah shira. I have ilo yosef glili mi karina ani. We don't read it ani, we read it oni, which comes to include aninus. I say it doesn't say oni at all. It says with an ayin, not with an aleph. They just keep they're interchanging that. Okay, so that's where they have it. So Rabbi Kiva, right? Rabbi Kiva says, okay, wait a second. We go to Rabbi Kiva. You learned it. It says it's spelled like an ani. But it is read like oni, so what do you use the fact that it's read oni, which Rabbi Yosef Glili says oni comes to aninus. So Rabbi Kiva, haig karina be oni, kiddush Shmuel, he's going to learn like Shmuel, which is very hard, because Shmuel is very many generations later than Rabbi Kiva. So he's going to learn the way Shmuel, he's learning a way that Shmuel is going to explicate, I guess, generations later. Right? Rabbi Kiva, haig karina be oni, kiddush Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel, lechem oni, which is what we say a lot, lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe, is bread upon which we say many things. Rashi says, sha'onim alav dvarim harbe, sha'gom alav sahalel, we finish the halal over the matzah, which is not true. We finished the matzah, we finished the halal afterwards, when we finished, already finished eating the matzah, the omer malaf haggadah, and we say the haggadah, that, you know, people, you know, you're megal the matzahs when you say the haggadah. So this idea here coming from Rashi, that part and parcel of the mitzvah of achilas matzah, or part and parcel of the mitzvah of the haggadah is the matzah. Which people always ask about women, mitzvah sheis as man grama, how they yotze with the matzah, so we have a test with the tesvah. But we see here now that matzah and haggadah are part and parcel of it, and the afheim harish osa neis might apply to everything, and they would have the same chiyuv that they have by matzah, they have by haggadah. So to be careful with women, you know, if they're going to get up and prepare in the middle of the Seder, they have to make sure they say something, because they have to be yotze matzah. It's part and parcel of the chiyuv matzah is saying the haggadah. The dvar mishra omer lav Dvarim Harbe. That's how Rabbi Akiva learns with the word Oni. Okay, but they never ask, they don't ask about Rabbi Yosef Lili, what does he do with the fact that it says Oni? Like, they don't ask that. Okay, but now the Gemara says, okay, we just said that Rabbi Akiva Darshan, Rabbi Akiva just said that Lechem Oni teaches us that it comes to exclude Matzah Ashira. Again, I don't know if we did it, but the Matzah Ashira, Major Machlokas, Mishoni, Machlokas Poskim, of what that, whether you're Yotzi or not. According to Rashi, Rashi says here, and he says in a few places, he says that Matzah Ashira means dough that is kneaded with Yayin Shem Nidvash, basically exclusively, and therefore that's machmitz very fast. And you have to be careful that it's going to become, that it's going to become chametz. Rabbi Tam says, no, no. If it's with only with oil, wine, and honey, it won't be machmitz at all, there's no problem. But if you mix it with water, then it becomes an accelerator and becomes too fast. Shacharar Paskins, you have no problem with matzah, with matzah that's kneaded with matzah shira, like Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi, Paskins, Ramah, who's Choshis for Rashi, and Ashkenazim, are very makbid on matzah shira, except in certain situations, holding like Rashi, despite the fact that Rashi is really a Das Yachid, most we shown him hold, like Rabbeinu Tam. So that's going back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Savar Bekiva, Isa Shenilosha B'Yayin V'Shem V'Vash Lo. Does Rabbi Akiva really hold that you may not use Matzah Shira? V'atanya with the following Brisa. Brisa says, Ein Loshem Isa B'Pesach B'Yayin V'Shem V'Vash. You do not, you may not need the dough on Pesach with wine, oil, or honey, because it accelerates the leavening process. The Imlash, but if you did, right, so this Machlokas, Rabbi Gumil Omer Tisareif Miyad, Rabbi Gumil says, gotta burn it. Because there's no way you were able to protect it from becoming chametz, get rid of it. The chachamim armim yochal. Chachamim say no. B'di'eved, if you had it, if you made that way, and you are certain that it wasn't machmitz, you may eat it because there's ability to protect it from becoming chametz. V'amar Rabbi Akiva said, Shabbati, I had my resting place on Pesach, one Pesach. Hayisa, Shavasi Hayisa Eitz Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. I was by Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. V'lashti lehem isa b'yayim v'shem u'dvash. And I made them. I kneaded them matzah with yayin shem u'dvash. And they didn't say anything to me. So, right, Rashi says, so clear, at one Pesach, Rabbi Akiva made matzah shira. So how are you telling me that Rabbi Akiva says, you're not allowed to have matzah shira? Rabbi Akiva himself told us, yeah, he's allowed to have, you're not allowed to have matzah shira. Right, he says, and so, and then the Brisa continues, the Alpha Pisha Ein Lashin, and the Marzim explain, that this goes back on the Tanakhama, even though you may not need the dough with wine, shemen, and honey, Mikatvin bo. Yeah, he says, you could smear it or something like that. You could baste it, maybe it means. I don't know. What? Make a glaze. You make a glaze? Okay. Mikatvin bo. Right, so that, us on the Tanakhama. That goes to Tanakhama, because Rabbi Akiva, the second Mandamer in that Brisa, said that you can even need it. So the one that says you can't need it, he says, you may not need it, but you can baste it. You can make a glaze out of it. Right, the Chachamim, the Brisa continues. Chachamim Omrim, Eshe Lashin Bo. If you can need it, Mikatvin Bo. The Eshe Ein Lashin Bo. And if you can't need it, Ein Mikatvin Bo. He says, no. They Chachamim hold, if you hold it, you can eat it, then you can baste it. If you can't eat it, you can't baste it. It's across the board. Okay, v'shavin, everyone agrees, she'ein lashon as ha'isa v'poshim. Everyone agrees, you may not use warm water, because warm water, the assumption is that it's going to accelerate. Rashi says, poshrim, mimaharin lahachmitz. It accelerates the process, and it's going to be difficult to guard it from becoming chametz. But, akoponim, what do we see? That there's a steer between the brisos. This Brisa says that Rabbi Akiva said it's mutter to knead the matzah with wine, honey, and oil, even the chachila. And the Brisa beforehand said that he made a drusha from lechem oni, meaning a daraisa level, you're not permitted to make a matzah with wine, oil, or honey. So Mara says, lo kasha, no, we're going to explain the apparent stira. Ha, the first Brisa where Rabbi Akiva says that lechem oni comes from ma'at matzah shira, that's b'yom tov rishon. That's on the first night of Pesach, when you have a chiyuv, an obligation to eat matzah. Ha b'yontov rishon, ha b'yontov sheni. Yontov sheni thing really means the rest of Pesach. Right, Rashi says, Yom rishon, laila harishon, sheha matzah chova ba'ina lechem oni. The first night, what?
Then reverse to what you think would be?
No, the first night is the mitzvah of b'yontov matzah. So you have to have lechem oni. That's actually what the pasuk says. The pasuk talks about lechem oni. It's actually in the context. Well, actually, it's in the context of both. But whatever. So that's what he's saying. The first night when you're saying you have to have lechem oni, you can't have lechem shira. There is this dialectical issue with matzah and Pesach, where cheirus and avdos. But so he says that makes his distinction. First night has to be lechem oni, can't be matzah shira. Second, going forward, it may be matzah shira. right? And the Gemara now brings a proof to this chiluk. Kid the Amr Lahu, Rav Yeshua Lipnei, like Rav Yeshua said to his sons, Yom Akama, on the first day, Lo Talushu Liba Chalava, don't knead my dough with milk. We'll change this in a minute. On the first day, it has to be regular matzah. Don't knead it with milk, because that becomes matzah shira, and it won't be Yotzi Midei Mecho. Bikan the Eilech, Lush Liba Chalava. But going forward, you can be, you can knead it with me with milk. The Gemara interjects and says, wait a second, how are you making bread? That's dairy. Bahatanya, ein loshna se'isa b'chalof. You may not knead the dough with milk all the year, the whole year. You can't make milk with bread, right? But in losh, and if you did it, kol ha'pasasura. You got to toss the bread out. Again, because bread is an idea, is a staple, and the state people don't assume that it's milchiks or fleishiks, because they're going to put anything on it. It has to be parv. If you make it milchiks, there's always a fear that someone's going to put, you know, a deli sandwich on it. If you make it fleishik, someone's going to spread cream cheese on it. So you can't do that unless there's, and there was always the heter, it was the heter by Thomas's English muffins, because it had this clear, like we brought this in a moment, that it has to be Kain Torah. Nowadays, I don't think the OU relies on the fact that it's shaped that way, because there are kosher brands now that make English muffins that are parv. So the OU, I think, relies on the fact that Thomas English muffin is not really dairy. He thinks that there's a bittul or something like that in the OU, I believe, does not rely on this heter, that it looks, that the shape is different. But the Gemara says, right, so we're going to assume that you're going to make the Avera. So Gemara says, Ella Chachkam, and this is what Rabbi Shua said to his sons, Yom Akama Talushuli Bidufsha, on the first night, Lo Talushuli Bidufsha, do not knead it with honey, Mikanda Eilech, Lushuli Bidufsha. You can use it with honey, because it's on the first night, I need lechem oni. After that, I don't need lechem oni. But it says, or you could say, la'olam b'chalava. Really, he was talking about needing it with milk. You can't have dairy bread. It's because the Amar Avina, ke'ein Torah shari, hachanami ke'ein Torah. If you make a certain siman, you make it a certain way, like ke'ein Torah, like a shor, you make it a certain way, it's cut a certain way, it's something that's clear, it's obvious, that this is a normal bread, then you can maybe have a dairy bread. So maybe that's what he said. So Ibai Seim was talking, bottom line is, he's made the same distinction that Rabbi Kiva is making. First night, I may not have matzah shira. Second, after, I can't have matzah shira. Okay. The Gemara goes back and says that the price is said v'shavin she'in lashin as ha'isha v'posherin. We may not need the dough with warm water, because that accelerates the leavening process. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, why on matzah, on Pesach, which is not allowed to become chametz, we say you can't use warm water, but ma'ishna, the tznan, Mishnah says in Maseches Menachos, kol ha'menachos ni loshin v'posherin, as long as the shomrim shalom yechamsu. When it comes to menachos, which also may not become chametz, in the Beis HaMikdash, there's the answer, in the Beis HaMikdash, they said you do use warm water, as long as you guard it, protect it from not becoming chametz. So you're allowed to, why on Pesach, we may not use warm water, but we're making them in korban menachos, we may use warm water. Rashi says, Ma'ishna menachos, the tan behu ba'os matzos, ba'fil hachi, niloshim b'poshrim, so the Gemara says, wait a second, big difference. Im amr b'zrizin, yomr b'sha'ein zrizin. If you're going to say it when it comes to the zrizin, the kohanim are zrizin, they work with alacrity, they're very concerned, they're very careful. You can say it with the regular Joe, who's not going to be so careful, right? That you can't do that. I don't know, they never saw the matzah factories nowadays. The zrizus in there, I think, is the top of the line. But he says that when it comes to the zrizus, that's when it comes to the kohanim, they're going to be zarius. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, that we're so much on the fact that the kohanim are zaris, and they're not going to let the dough rise and become chametz, so miltas namilasis. Let them soak the grains of the menachos before they ground up. And don't be choshish that they're going to become to chametz. Let them soak the grains also, which we don't allow, I guess. Rashi says, right, so Gemara says, Alama, but why do we know, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Amar Shmuel, Chitin Shomenachos, the grains of Korbenachos, Ein Losin Osa, because we don't soak them in advance. So Gemara says, Lisha Bezrizim Isa, Letisa Lesa Bezrizim, because the soaking is a process done before the grain, I guess, comes to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not being done with the Zoris people. Who? The Zoris people are the Kohanim. The kneading is being done by the Kohanim, and that's going to be done with the Zoris people, right? Rashi says, Lesisa Lesa Bezrizin, Kishimevia Hazar Kvar Hisolis, because the czar brings it already when it's flour. Right? So therefore, he did that. He did it beforehand. He's bringing women's flowers. So that cannot be done. I guess that cannot be done. You can't soak it in advance. But Lisha is done by the Kohanim. The Gemara says, Lisha mi isa bezrizim. Is the Lisha really done by the Kohanim? Right, the Haksiv, the Pasuk says, much by a person who makes a Nadava to bring Korban Mincha, it says, Vayatzaka lav shemen, the Hevia of the Aaron Kohen. The person who's bringing the Korban Mincha, he puts the oil on it, and then they bring it to the Kohanim. So you see that, and it says, and we learn from there, Mikmitza of the Elech Mitzvah Kohuna, the Kohen, the Mitzvah on the Kohen is just to do the Kemitza, which is the Avoda, which, you know, taking out the with the three fingers worth of flour. The Aliman al Yitzika Blila Shekshevin is called Adam. So this Yitzika and the Blila, the pouring the oil in and the mixing it, can be done by anybody. So it's not being done by a Zaris. Hajakush Ladukla, why do we say that? Why are you allowed to use warm water if it's not being done by the Zaris? So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Lisha Nihidi Bezorim less, you're right, Ain't a Hanami, that the kneading can be done by somebody who's not a Kohen, not the Zaris, but nevertheless, Bimakom's Riza Isim. It's still done in the Beis Hamikdash. It's still done in the place where the Kohanim are. So they may not be the actual ones actually doing it, but they're overseeing it. And by the reason we're overseeing the process, they can remind you, they can make sure that it's done the right way. Right? Makom Hizu Isa, the Amar Mar, that we learned in the Beis Medrash, Belila Ksheir Bazar, right? The kneading is kosher by the Zar. Chutz Lechomos Azar Psula. But if it's done outside of the Beis Medrash, it becomes Pasul. Ula Fuke Lesitha, that becomes different from the Lesisa, which I guess remember was the soaking, I'm not sure. The Einab is reason. The lobe makom's reason. It's not only is it not done by his reason, it's also not done in the place of his reason. So therefore, we can use warm water to knead the dough for the menachos because it's done where the kohanim are, and they're going to oversee the process to make sure it doesn't become chametz.
So that going outside the Beis Hamikdash, still apply that, okay?
What, for the kneading?
Yep.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe need both. You don't need both, obviously. Rashi says, "Bakum's rizim isa, but azara shemachvasu marcheshes klisharis name." No, it has to be done by klisharis. So no, machvasu marcheshes klisharis hain the kain tanur shal mikdash the kaven de bazara isa chazle kohanim ladim also lizara. It has to be done inside, but the question has to be done inside. But since it doesn't have to be done by the kohanim, as long as they're there, okay. So maishna, the Gemara says, okay, maishna. Why is it different that mimchasa omer? Why is different between minchasa? Why is minchasa omer different? What does he say? Losim. I keep saying soaking. Is that what he's translated?
Yeah.
Okay. So umayshnami minchasa omer that can be soaked. The tanya minchasa omer losin osa vitsovrin osa. That the minchasa omer, which is brought the second day of Pesach, that you soak it and then you pile it up together. I guess and you're not concerned. We're not choshes with minchasa omer that maybe you become chametz by the soaking it. Why is it different from all other minachos that we say we don't soak it before we bring it in? So the Gemara answers again, tzibur shani. Now the minchas omer is a korban tzibur. Rashi gives two interpretations. With the first one, it's the first wide line. He says minchas omer korban tzibur hi v'kol oskin asakin shalah nasas b'beistin. Everything's done in front of the beistin. Everything they all go down together and they cut the wheat. Ketzira v'yuvishla v'lesisa kol b'beistin mizrizenu. They're also sorry. It's all done at the instruction and under the supervision of beistin. Right, then he gives a different parish. Okay, Tzivor Shani. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Yochol Yotze Adam Yidei Chavaso Bikurim. You might think that somebody would be Yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, with Bikurim, with the first fruits, I guess the first grains that he used, that he brought Chita for Bikurim, and then he baked matzah with it. Maybe he would be Yotze. Talmud Lomar, therefore, he learns to teach us that you're not. Because the pasuk says by matzos, and it says v'chol mososeichem tochlu matzos, and all your in settlements, that's where you eat matzah. Only matzah is kosher is matzah hanachels v'chol mososeichem, matzah that can be eaten everywhere. Yotze bikurim that comes to export bikurim she'ein ne'achol v'chol mososeichem el b'Yerushalayim can't be eaten anywhere, everywhere. It can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So we can go back and say, why did you use that drasha for Ma'aser Sheni? Ma'aser Sheni, we had a couple of drasha of lechem oni. The same drasha by Ma'aser Sheni. Divrei Rav Yosef Aglili. Those are the words of Rav Yosef Aglili. Rav Akiva Omer. Akiva says no. He's a different drasha. He says the drasha that reason why we can't use bikurim matzah is because matzah umara. There's a connection between matzah and mara, right? The pasuk says amatzah sumarim yachlu. Ma maror she'enu bikurim. Maror comes from produce that is not subject to the mitzvah of bikurim, right? It comes from these vegetables. They're not because of bikurim. No, bikurim only come from the shiva minim. Af matzah, so to matzah has to be ein bikurim, has to be from something that's not Bikurim. The Gemara says, wait a second, you, Rabbi Kiva, that's the case. Let's take this Hekesh all the way and say, Ma Marosh ain't Bimino Bikurim, just like Maror doesn't even have, there's no min of Maror that comes Bikurim, so too matzah can't come from a min that's Bikurim. And that would exclude wheat and barley. And therefore you'd only have that, you know, expensive stuff that they sell for the people who are, you know, the people who have gluten issues. that would be left, right? Ma matzah ain't Bikurim, but otzi chita visiorim, sheyesh Bimino Bikurim. And I'll come to exclude wheat and barley, which from its min comes Bikurim. So how does he know, so how does Rabbi Kiva know that you're not, that you, how does he know that you can bring, you are Yotzi with Chitim the Sorin? Talmud Lomar, Matzos, Matzos, it says Matzos, Matzos many times, that's Reba, it comes to include. So the Gemara says, okay, once you're using the Matzos, Matzos, you have to explain why you're including some things and excluding other things. So he says, E Matzos, Matzos, Reba, Afil Bikurim Nami, let him include Matzah of Bikurim also. Once he's using Matzos, Matzos, Harbe to include Chitim the Sorin, include all Bikurim. So the Gemara then says, Hadr be Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva retracted. So what did he retract from? So Rashi says he retracted from the limud of saying that, of the hekesh of matzah maror as being the reason why you may not use matzah of bikurim. But rather he'll learn that the exclusion of bikurim the way Rabbi Yosef Gli learned it, which was from Mikomo Shoseichem. Now the Gemara is going to bring.
Didn't they use already that for matzah?
What?
The matzah.
You use matzah matzah for everything. That's the Gemara's problem. Once you start using matzahs, matzahs, you can, why are you including this, excluding that? The Gemara says, so Hadar Be'er Rekiva, Rekiva removed, he retracted, and he's learning the Bikurim from the Chomosh Moseichem. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, because we have the following brises to prove that Rekiva was Choser. Okay, so take a little bit of time. Yochol Yetze Adam Chovaso Bikurim. You would think a person might be Yotzei Schovat Matzah with Bikurim. Talmud Omar, therefore the Pasuk says, Bechomos Moseichem Tochlu Matzos. Right, that's our drasha. Matzah HaNachelos Bechomos Shavos. Yotzu Bikurim She'in Lechelos Bechomos Shavos Al Bishalayim. Right, that's only can be Yotzei with something that be eaten everywhere. Not Bikurim, it's only in Yishalayim. The Gemara says, okay, so Yochos Ani Motzi Af Maiser Sheni. Maybe from this words of Bechomos Moseichem, I should also exclude Maiser Sheni, which is also only eaten in Yerushalayim. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Matzos Matzos, Reba, comes to exclude Maiser Sheni. The Gemara says, okay, Umara Isla Rabos Maiser Sheni, Ulahoti Bikurim. Why are you now saying that Maiser Sheni is allowed to be in for as Matzah, but not Bikurim? So the Gemara says, Marba Ani Maiser Sheni, I'll include Maiser Sheni, Sheyeshla Heter Bechol Moshavos. Because there is a situation where Maiser Sheni could be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. And what's that? Kidir Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Elazar, who's going to say, Umotzi ani yasa bikurim, she'ein lahen heter b'chol moshavos, the Amar Rav, and continuing, that bikurim has no heter anywhere else other than Yerushalayim, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, minayin l'maisha sheni she'nitma, what if I have maisha sheni produce that became tamei, she'podin oso afilu b'Yerushalayim, that I can redeem it, even Yerushalayim. The rule is with maisha sheni, is once it gets into Yerushalayim, it's mechitzos kotos. It's grabbed by the walls, and you can no longer be podet. Rav Elazar says, unless it's tamei. If it's tamei, I can even be podet in Yerushalayim, and then I can take that produce and eat it elsewhere and use the money and buy new maaser sheni. So he says, minayin maaser sheni shenitma, shepod also afilu b'Yerushalayim. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, ki yare mincha dera ki lo suchal se'eso. Now really, the pasuk shot means it's very long, and you can't carry it because it's too heavy, so you podet it onto money. So he says, "Ve'ein seis el achila." Seis means eating. So if you can't eat it, you can be podet, which means Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim. Shenemar vayisa masos me'eis panav. We just saw recently that word by Yosef. It says when Yosef gave his brothers food, it says vayisa masos me'eis panav. He used the word masos, which means I guess means food. But you see from here that Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim has a specific possibility of being eaten outside of Yerushalayim, which is if it gets tamei. So therefore, I'm going to use matzos, matzos to exclude Maaser Sheni, because I can't use Bechol Moshe Seichem to exclude Maaser Sheni, because there is a situation of Maaser Sheni which may be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, I'm going to, when it comes to matzos, matzos, I'm going to say Maaser Sheni, and to include Maaser Sheni, it can be eaten as matzah, but Bikurim cannot. But the Gemara says, this whole point is trying to get to Rabbi Kiva, that he was closer. So the Gemara says, "Umad Shamish Leida Amr Maaser Sheni Nafik Bey." Who is the Tana who taught us that Maaser Sheni can be used? There's only one time it was said that Ma'aser Sheni can be used for Biyotzi Lechov of Matzah of Ma'aser Sheni. That's Rabbi Kiva. He said that Ma'aser Sheni can't be because he didn't darshan Oni with Aninos, he darshan Oni for something else. And you see here, so this must be going according to Rabbi Kiva. And this Brisa, which is now going according to Rabbi Kiva, is using the drasha of Mikol Moshe Seichem to exclude Bikurim. But it's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, no, he must have retracted. He uses the same drasha of Mikol Moshe Seichem for Bikurim. Shema Amina, Hadar Bey. We see from here that he retracted. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Biyosi Aglili, who said by Bikurim, he learned it out, and Rabbi Kiva also says, he learns it out from Mikol Moshe Seichem. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili, typically Melechemoni. The same drasha, I think this was your question, Marshall, the same drasha that you used before to exclude Ma'aser Sheni, which was Lechemoni, because it can't be anything that's eaten by Aninas, has to be eaten by Simcha, use that drasha to exclude Bikurim as well. Because, typically Melechemoni, Shenechal Ba'oni, Yotzah Zeh She'enechal El B'Simcha, to exclude Bikurim, which must be eaten by Simcha. He says, no, because Savala Ki Rabbi Shimon, he must hold like Rabbi Shimon, who allows an Onen to eat Bikurim. Netanya Yabraisel, it says, Bikurim Asurim La'onen, Rabbi Shimon Mate, Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter. So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef Glili, has to learn the exclusion of Bikurim from Mikol Moshe Seichem. He can't learn it out from Lechem Oni, because he allows you to eat Bikurim Bo'aninus like Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Now the Gemara says, my time at the Rabbanon, what was the reason why the Rabbanon said, but the reason of Chachamim, who say, why is the reason, okay, so since Rav Shimon says that Bikurim may be eaten by Ninus, the Chachamim said that just said now that Bikurim may not be eaten by Ninus. So what's the reason why the Chachamim say that Bikurim may not be eaten by Ninus? My time of the Rabbanon, Diksiv, because the Pasuk says, Lo sucha lechal b'sharecha, ma'isadincha v'tronshadecha, v'amar marla m'sechas makos, trumas yadecha. Right, the end of the Pasuk says, Lo sucha lechal b'sharecha, ma'isadincha, trumas yadecha. What's the full Pasuk? Okay, the truma of your hands. So he said, the Amr Mar, so this is talking about Bikurim, and it calls it Trumas Yadcha, Elu Bikurim, the Ikish Bikurim Lemaiser. And it's comparing Truma to Maiser. Why? Because it's all talking about Maiser Digancha Vitiroshka. It's all talking about Maiser. This is the Hekish in this Pasuk between Bikurim and Maiser, right? The Hekish Bikurim the Meiser, Ma Meiser Aser, just like we learned before, the Meiser is Aser Be'aninus, Af Bikurim Aser La'onen, so too Bikurim is Aser La'onen. Comes Rabbi Shimon and says, why is Bikurim Mutter La'onen? Look at the Pasuk, Truma Krina Bahu. It may be compared in a Pasuk that's discussing Meiser, but the Pasuk calls Bikurim Truma. Therefore, it's telling you to compare Bikurim to Truma. Truma Krina Bahu, right? And Truma, Ma Truma Teres La'onen, Af Bikurim Mutter La'onen, just like Truma is Mutter to an Onen, so too Bikurim is Mutter to an Onen. So are you comparing it based on what the context of the Pasuk is, or what it actually calls it in the Pasuk? If you compare it to Meiser, then it's going to be like Meiser Sheni and be Usser as for an Onen. If it's going to be compared to Truma, it's going to be Bikurim going to be Mutter to an Onen. But if the Rab Shimon, we're going to ask, and he did Hekish Lesle, okay, the fact that it doesn't have the Hekish to Bikurim to Meiser Sheni, nevertheless, Simcha Miyaksivu, it says Simcha by it. It says by Bikurim, the Lashon of Simcha, the Ksiv, V'samachtem Cholatov. So you have to be grateful and happy. So therefore it says by Bikurim, forget the Limudim back and forth to Maiser and to Truma. It says by Bikurim itself, V'samachta, which would exclude eating it as an Onen. So he says, no, that's not come to teach you the state of your emotions that have to be. It's talking about the time of the year that you have to bring, that you can bring the Bikurim. Hahul is man simcha hudasa. It's come to teach you the time you can bring the zman of simcha. What's that? Rashi says bisman simcha. Rashi says bisman ktsira ulikita. The time where you harvest and you gather the produce. Shadam mokto tuaso v'libo simcha. Because when you gather the produce and when you make your money, you're happy. So that's that, right. The hitzrichu is bonus time. Hitzrichu akasav kriya darami ovid ovid. That's when the pasuk says it. That's when you have to bring it. But and what is that? The time we learn maseches bikurim me'atzeres v'yadchag from Shavuos until Sukkot, Mevi Vikore. That's when you bring the Bikurim and you read the Psukim. You read the Psukim. Mechag V'at Chanukah from Sukkot to Chanukah, that's when you bring the Bikurim, but you're not Korelea, because it's not really as Zman Ksira, it's not so much Simcha. After Chanukah, not so much. Chanukah, there's the reasons, one reason is because the olive harvest is later in the season, which goes all the way up to Chanukah, which might be a connection between Chanukah and the oil. It's one of the few Mishnayos that actually mentions Chanukah in all the Mishnayos, and it mentions it in such a tangential way. It doesn't mention Chanukah as the holiday, so to speak. But Rashi says, right, Rashi says, Zman Simcha, says, Me'at Tzeres, Tatam B'Menachos, Einivim Bikurim Kodim Atzeres. You can't bring the Bikurim before Atzeres. Sh'shtei Alechem Shal Atzeres, Matir Abbas Bikurim. Because the two loaves of bread that are Korban on Shavuos, that's Matir the Bikurim. Right? V'ad Achag, Sh'v'toch HaZman HaZeh, Zman Likita V'Samach Maisav. From Shavuos to Sukkot, that's when you're gathering everything, and that's when you're happy. V'chag V'ad Chanukah, Einu Zman Simcha V'Einu Kor. That's why you don't read the Pesukim. U'michanukah ve'elech ein zman haba. But from Chanukah going forward, Rashi says, it's not the time for bringing it all. The time to be sifri, we learn in the sifri, it says, asher tavim ha'tzecha, koz man shemitzum al pe'artzecha, shelo kolu l'chiyah ben ha'aretz. After Chanukah, there's nothing left in the fields. And you only can bring the Bikurim when there's stuff left in the fields. And so at Chanukah, you have this issue with the olives, the stuff is still in the fields, so you can still bring it. Okay. And then, now we're going back, we mentioned the Breiser before said, that you're not yotzei with matzah that's needed with mei peros, because it's not called lechem oni. That's matzah shira, again, machlokas rashi mitotam, if that means it's only needed with these liquids, or it means these liquids with water. But that's what Rabbi Tam says. So tanu rabban, so now the Bryce is going to bring other things that are excluded from using, from the word that says lechem oni. So tanu rabbanan, right, learning the Bryce, says in the Torah, shiva shem tochala matzahs lechem oni, it says lechem oni prat lechalut. It comes to exclude that which is boiled in water, sort of like a bagel type thing, that like you dip it in boiling water. Vidle ashisha. Ashisha, Rashi says, like this big gluska, which I guess is something that's very important. Maybe it's like some sort of large pancake or something like that. Some big loaf that you cannot bring. Yach, right? So that's what matzah shira comes to exclude. I guess the boiling it and this gluska yafa, it looks like matzah shira. So the Gemara says, yachol lo yetzi adam lechavaso el pas. Hidra'a, maybe you would need to have pas hidra'a would mean something that took away, it's like whole wheat basically. It's not clean, right? You would not, you would go into them for those elva pas hadra'a. I think Rashi said, hadra'a shenitau kol hadara, that all its beauty was removed from it, dahenu pas kiber, which is, it has like wheat and stuff inside. Nowadays, whole wheat is what everyone goes after. In those days, you only had clean white bread. That was what the kings would eat. Right, Talmud Lomar, that's why the Pasuk says, matzos, lots of matzos, any type of matzos. Riba comes to include, mafilo matzos shel Shlomo, even if it says clean and white bread, like the matzos of Shlomo, that he would only have very, very fine flour. Imkain, if that's the case, that we're marbe this very clean flour for matzah, ma tamid lomo lechem oni, so what does lechem oni come to teach us? It comes to exclude lechalut v'lashisha, if it's like this boiled, or these very, very large pieces. Umay mashma, the high ashisha, lishna de chashivusa. How do we know that the word ashisha means like a very chashiv piece? Diktiv, because the pasuk says by David HaMelech, this is at the time that he was bringing the aron from Oved HaEdomi, right, from base Oved to Ir David. It says, Vayichalek l'chol ha'am, he divided, gave to the entire nation, l'chol ha'mon Yisrael, me'isha me'isha, from everybody there, from man and woman, l'ish chalas lechem achas, v'eshpar achas, v'ashisha achas. He gave each of them like good stuff, like a chala achas, an eshpar achas, and an ashisha achas. These are all things that were given in a celebration. V'amar ha'chanam bar'ava, eshpar, what's eshpar? He learns out eshpar means sixth of a par. He gave him 1/6 of a cow, echa mishisha v'par. If ashisha is echa mishisha v'efa, 1/6 of an efa, which is a very large amount of flour. The pliga de Shmuel, and that argues on Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel, the idea is that they made a meat sandwich. And there's another raya, so to speak, that the way we have matzah is not the way they had matzah. Not this hard thing they actually had. It was just an unleavened lafa, which makes sense that of Hillel, they made korich, you had this lafa sandwich, basically. Right? So he says, the pliga de Shmuel, and his argument on Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel, ashisha is garba de chamra. Shisha, for him, it wasn't a sixth of an efa, it was just like a large amount of wine. Still, something that's, I guess, important. Diksiv, the ohavei ashisha anavim. Right? This is by, when Hosea is giving tochacha to Bnei Yisrael, he's telling Bnei Yisrael that Hashem still loves Am Yisrael. but the Hain Ponim Elohim Achirim, they turn to other gods, the Ohavei Ashishen Avim, and those who love, you know, grapes, that they love to drink wine as opposed to learn the Torah. So Shmuel doesn't say that Ashisha means this chash of bread, he says Ashisha means wine. Okay, we will stop here and continue tomorrow discussing thick matzah. All right, everybody have a great day.